What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
Well, we move to the second quarter. It's 12-0. Pine Bluff with the lead. The Zebras looking now at a third down. Third and about 13 here from the Mountain Home 25-yard line. Howell out of the shotgun as he is on every play. Bobbled the snap, sets up the screen, complete to Moody on the left side. Moody behind the blocker. Then he's leveled on the far side as Lathan Aldridge comes up and lays a lick on him, knocks him out of bounds at the 17 after an 8-yard gain.
Well, that's a good job of getting to the football that time.
Fourth down coming up now for the Zebras. They'll keep the offense out there. They've got to get to the 12-yard line, so it's fourth and about 5 here. They'll finally get the play in. There's still 11 seconds left on the play clock. Fourth and 5. Can the Bomber defense hold here and get the football back?
No, motion.
Yep. They had a motion. That left guard was pulling, and he was trying to get a head start.
He wasn't he?
So now it's going to be fourth and about 10. For the Zebras, that is 6 penalties for 35 yards in this first half. It's fourth and 10.
All right, find the big wide out. He's one-on-one over there.
Yep, top side of the field. They're working.
He's getting some help from the safety. That's good.
Howell, play action. Looks across the middle this time. Wide open, the tight end, and it is a touchdown. They bring in the big tight end that time, Caleb Sloan, 5'11", 200. He catches the pass across the middle, takes it in for the score. Bob Sean Howell's not a college quarterback by any means, but, I mean, he's done a pretty good job tonight with his passes.
Well, he does. He's not a pretty passer, but I'll tell you what he does. He puts it where it needs to be. He's not flashy and doesn't have a good release and but it gets there. That pass he threw on the fade route in the end zone over there was about as good a pass I've seen this year.
Zebras will go for two, and they have to take another timeout on a two-point conversion, and Bobby Boulding's beside himself. Wow.
He won't even talk to him now.
No. He's got his other coaches out there talking to him, and he's so upset. 11:45 left first half. Zebras up 18-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
When you need answers instead of opinions, when you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state. Blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts. When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.
Back in Pine Bluff, the Zebras got the two-point conversion, but there was an illegal shift. And so that's going to back them up from the 3 back to the 8-yard line now for the two-point conversion. That's 7 penalties for 40 yards in this first half against the Zebras. 18-0 our score. Zebras up. Their first touchdown, they missed the extra point. Second touchdown, went for two, unable to convert. Now they're going for two here. Two receivers on the left side. And Howell rolls that way, passes to the end zone. It's complete. Two-point conversion, good. 11:45 left in this first half. Pine Bluff 20, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has helped fund more than 275,000 life-changing scholarships for local students, like Arkansans named Jaleese, Spencer, Yvonne, Deviante, and Ruthie. And that education is building a workforce full of experts in fields like computer coding, education, law, healthcare, the arts, and more. That's what we call winning futures. To apply for a lottery scholarship, go to scholarships.adhe.edu.
This is winning.
Well, Logan Walker with the kickoff return out to about the 24-yard line. That is where the Bombers will start this next possession. Bob, of course, with Dawson Tabor out at quarterback tonight. Zebras keen, as they would even if he was in there, on Junior Williams. But we've seen very little offense out of Mount Home other than Junior. Now, you got to find a way to get some others involved.
Well, you do, but when you got a new quarterback, you kind of have to limit your offense. And like you said, anybody that plays is going to try to take Junior away from us.
We got a whistle before the snap, and we got movement up front by Mountain
Home. False start.
Let's go back him up to the 19-yard line with the penalty. Second penalty of the night against Mountain Home for 10 yards. The injury didn't occur until the end of practice on Wednesday, so Lawson has now had a lot of time to get prepared. He's been staying, I'll say this, Brian talked about this during his show tonight. He's been staying after practice to get ready in case he was ever needed a quarterback. So that'll pay off. Lawson keeps a nice read on the option that time, and he's going to take it out across the 20 to about the 22, picks up the five they lost on the penalty.
Yeah, if he'll just keep doing that right there and just, you know, put that football up tight, and he'll have a chance to make some yards because they've started to pinch inside, and we had success with that. Looking at the bubble, now they've gone to a different set up front. And, you know, but we know this. Anybody we play is going to try to take the football and make us run outside the tackles.
Well, he almost got all the five back he lost on the penalty. He got three of it back, so it's second and about 12 here for the Bombers. He will give it this time to Junior. Junior out to the 25-yard line, a pickup of three.
Just a little wider look right there, but you know, Pine Bluff's doing a good job of staying at home. You have to understand, they're not really worried about us beating them on the corner. They're worried about us beating them between the tackles. So even when we look like we're coming out and going to get to the corner, they're not worried about it. They think their safeties can run us down. They probably can if we don't get a helmet on them. But they're concentrating on trying to take the inside game away from us.
Third and nine here for this Bomber offense. Stockton will keep it on the option.
Hang on.
He is hit and spun down at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
That's just good assignment of football by Pine Bluff right there. That linebacker's got responsibility for the quarterback. He did a good job of staying at home and wasn't a bad read. It was just, you know, they played good assignment of football that time.
So the Bombers forced to punt. Bakarian Black, who has a couple of receiving touchdowns tonight, is the return man for the Zebras. Dylan Pausch to punt for Mountain Home. They're letting the play clock run down as much as they can before they snap it here. Still 9 on the play clock, 9:39 on the game clock. Good snap from Rick back to Pausch, and the kick is away.
That's a good job kicking. Good kick away from him with a good bounce.
down at the 40-yard line as the deep snapper, Trace Rick, is the first one down there to cover that one up. He's done a good job with his snaps this year.
Yes,
had
he
one
has.
One bad one had the safety in it, but he's done a good job. So the Zebras will take over at their 40-yard line after the punt. 35-yard punt that time from Pausch. He's done a good job all season with that. Had that one tonight that he got rushed on and only had an 11-yard punt, but he got a hold of this one. 9:27 left in the opening half, a 20-0 Pine Bluff lead.
Oh, it's press coverage. Look,
pass left side complete, and up the left sideline with the catch that time is Dadrian White, a senior, and he's got a first down across the 50 to the 47-yard line.
I've never seen that before. The Pine Bluff offensive linemen, they hit one lick, and every one of them stood up and looked at where the ball was going. They never moved a lick.
.919 left in this opening half. Zebras up by 20 with the football. I'll tell you what, their tackle on this side is 2 yards behind the ball.
Mm-hmm.
No way he's on the line of scrimmage. Moody bounces off the hard hit and takes it inside the 45 down to the 41-yard line. He's going to pick up 6.
Well, he's just a load to tackle. He's not extremely fast or quick, but they're doing a good job of creating some holes, and he's just hard to tackle.
Under 9 minutes left now in this first half. Zebras up 20-0. Operating left to right here in this second quarter. Play action whistles and a flag.
I don't think they were set that time, though.
No.
They weren't even close to set before they snapped it.
Good grief. They'll be penalized again. That's going to move the ball back to the 46-yard line. That is 8 penalties for 45 yards in this first half against the Zebras. 1 10-yarder, the rest are 5s, but still 8 penalties in the half. .840 left before halftime. 20-0, Pine Bluff leading Mountain Home. Black and Murray, the wideouts on the near side. Mays on the top side of the field. They work from the far hash. And the ball given to Moody. Moody takes it inside the 40, tripped up from behind at about the 35-yard line. He is going to have a first down run. They're going to mark him at the 34, a pickup of 12 on the play.
Well, we stayed home where we should have been right there. It's just hard to tackle.
Ninth first down of the night for the Zebras. The Bombers have 2. Pick those up on their first possession of the evening. 8:06 left before halftime. 20-0, Pine Bluff leads it. Here's play action, a pass complete out of the flat right side. Black has it. Black down to the 20 to about the 19-yard line before he's tackled. A 15-yard pickup on first down.
Well, he's not got a pretty throw. It's like you said, it's kind of short. He short arms it.
And yep.
Oh boy, I guess all you got to do is get from point A to point B and let them run with it.
It's working pretty well.
Yes, it is.
Yep, 3 touchdown passes on the night for Howell. Again, Tyler Foots is the junior starter, injured last week at Sylvan Hills. .729 left in this opening half. Zebras from the 19. Pumping once is Howell. Pumping again. Now he's going to be hit from behind. Breaks out of that 20. He's running at the 15. Knocked out of bounds. Somewhere around the 12, 13-yard line. They'll put him at the 13. A pickup of about 6.
I don't know who's trying to throw
don't
it
either.
To.
There was nobody out there.
Wasn't anybody out there. The wideout was just standing there.
Now we've got official time and... see what the officials are talking about. 7:15 left before halftime. think they may have been checking on the official on this near sidelines. He got knocked down, didn't he? I think they're making sure he was okay. I think that's what was going on there. So Howell out of the shotgun. It's second and four here for the Zebras. And it's Moody with it. Moody cuts it back to the middle part of the field. First down. He dives. He's down at the one. Inside the one-yard line. It's a 12-yard pickup. So first and goal coming up now for the Zebras. Alonzo back into the ballgame for Mountain Home. First and goal. This is Moody. Moody hit in the backfield, and they're trying to grab him, pull him down, and they do. Good job defensively by Mountain Home, leading the charge that time for the Bombers. Trying to see, waiting for him to get up.
Bogey.
Yes, it was. Brock Bogey leads the charge. They had the ball at the one. All the way back at the six, it's a five-yard loss on the hit by Bogey. 6:26 left in this opening half. Zebras up 20-0, knocking at the door again. Two receivers on the left side. Howell will give it to Moody. Moody splits two defenders in the end zone with a flag on the play. I think this one's coming back.
That's a late flag, too. But
it was. Hold it. Is a hold, yep. A hold against the Zebras occurring in the backfield. The flag's at about the 9-yard line. Now, the line of scrimmage was the 6. They'll mark it off from there. Moves it back to the 16-yard line. That is 9 penalties for 55 yards tonight. The second touchdown the Zebras have had called back. So now it's second and goal from the 16-yard line. Howell looking to pass, looking Blacksway in the end zone, touchdown. Boy, what a nicely thrown ball once again, Bob.
That's two that he's thrown perfectly on those corner routes and back of the end zone back there. That was just a little V-cut right there. Receiver took about 3 steps and cut right to the corner, and the ball was perfectly thrown.
5:51 left in this first half, and the Zebras have added to their score. They'll go for 2 once again. They got the last 2-point conversion. Howell out of the shotgun, 5 seconds on the play clock. And he's looking to pass, and it is complete. 2-point conversion is good. 5:51 left first half. Zebras up 28-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
PA 15-14 over Christian.
Almost had a touchdown Almost had a touchdown on the kickoff return. Logan Walker broke free at about the 30-yard line, ran into the back of one of his own men, got tangled up there, and was finally tackled at the 37-yard line. Bobby almost broke that.
Well, he did. He did a good job of just busting it up in there, and we were trying to block the safety, and, of course, the safety is trying to slow play the block, and Logan cut right into the back of the blocker, and they all went down.
So the Bombers start from their own 37-yard line now. Right to left here in the second quarter. Ball is going to be kept this time by Stockton.
Hang on.
Lawson is going to pick up maybe a half yard on the play. Not much there. Boy, the Zebras are really filling up that box up front. And
well, they are.
Seven or eight up there.
They have, they have nobody deeper than 5 yards.
We'll call it a gain of one on the carry by Lawson Stockton after the 38. Second and 9 with 5:11 left here in this first half. Zebras up 28 to nothing. Five-man front for the Zebras here, set Bashiers. And Bashiers, good job by the defensive end on this end, Rodney Thomas, to keep him from getting outside. And it's going to be a gain of about 3 out to the 41.
Well, that's a play you got to run. You got to run that counter play. You got to try to keep them honest a little bit up front. And
.434 left in this first half. Third down and about 6 coming up here for Mountain Home. Strong left formation. That's where the play goes. Junior Williams tripped up after a 1 yard gain out to the 42. Fourth down, the Bombers forced to punt. Fourth and about 5 here from their own 42-yard line. 4 minutes left in this first half. Clock running with 3:45 left in the first half. Still 20 seconds left on the play clock. A couple of Bombers late to come in for the punt team, and Mountain Home takes a timeout. 3:40 left before the half, 28-0 Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
3:40 left. First half action. By the way, North Little Rock leading Conway 14-7. Probably the premier game in the state tonight. Bombers getting ready to punt. Nobody back deep for the Zebras this time. Five men on the line for Pine Bluff. Pausch will get the punt away. High kick. It's going to bounce at the 38 and go out of bounds. They put somebody back there. Calvin Young, he was kind of squatting. He didn't know what to do.
No, I thought he was trying to catch the ball. I couldn't tell it was out of bounds. I said, he's going to be in trouble.
Looked like you out there trying to catch
it. Yeah, because they never did get the lights working in the southwest corner of the end zone.
No, they haven't.
All other lights are working.
5 of the 6 banks finally are. So the Zebras will have it at their own 39-yard line to start this drive with 3.5 minutes left in the first half. 28-0 Pine Bluff, and their junior quarterback, their backup, Sean Howell has done a good job tonight. He's going to pass this one in the flat. It's complete to Black. He scored three times tonight. He's going to slip out of one tackle, finally pulled down at about the 46, a pickup of about seven.
He's a big receiver. You know, he just made a lot of that zone. We did a good job playing it, played off the block up front, got to him. But, you know, when you're 6'4 and slippery, he's hard to bring down.
I said he scored three times. He scored twice tonight so far. Had another one that was called back because of a penalty. Here's a pass. This is complete left side into the hands of Dadrian White, and he's going to have a first down across the 50, down to the 46 of Mountain Home. 8-yard pass play, first down.
They're just working on the hurry-up offense right now. You can tell, look at the receiver on this side. He's inside the hash mark. Look for him to run something outside.
12th first down of the night for the Zebras. The Bombers have just two, and those both came on their first possession. A backwards pass complete to Moody. Moody gets behind a blocker, follows him for a while, finally on his own, down to about the 30-yard line. He'll pick up 16. They'll mark him at the 29, so a 17-yard pickup. .239 left in the opening half. The Zebras up 28-0. 2 receivers on each side. Howell to pass, pumps once, throws it right side, looking for Black. Cannot haul it in. Goes into the dark corner of the end zone where that bank of lights is out and cannot keep control of it.
So the old double move right there, shoulder fake by the quarterback, the stop and go, and did a good job of playing that. It just, if you get it close to him, he's 50-50 ball, he's going to win it.
Black still on the near sideline where he's lining up as the Zebras work from the near hash. 2:27 left in this first half. Pine Bluff up 28-0. They will give it to Moody this time. Forced to cut back in. Now breaks a tackle, and he's met at the 25-yard line and stopped there. Good tackle by Mountain Home as Jose Alonso leads the way for the Bombers that time. Pick up a 4. So third down and about 6 coming up here for the Zebras. Under 2 minutes left in this first half. Looking to pass, right side is complete. That's a first down for Black, and he takes it inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line.
You know, just by looking, you wouldn't think this is the backup quarterback because of the timing he's got with the receivers.
Yes.
I mean, that was a well-thrown ball on a little slant across the middle right there, and that was well thrown.
16-yard pass play. 1:43 left in this first half. Howell pumps once, shoots to the corner of the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown. This is Isaiah Mays with the touchdown catch.
Well, they used Black as a decoy. He was the outside receiver. He went down and in. The slot receiver went to the corner, and it was wide open.
Mays on the reception, the touchdown reception. With 1:35 left in this first half. Extra point is up, and it is good. 1:35 left before halftime. Pine Bluff leads at 35-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
1:28 left before halftime. It's 35-0 Zebras. Another nice return that time from Logan Walker. He'll take it out to the 27-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start this possession. Halftime in the conference, Marion leading Sylvan Hills 6-0. One 28 left here. The Bombers with just two first downs in the first half. They came on the first drive. Trying to get something going once again. Ball is going to be kept this time by Stockton. He takes it out near the 30. He's going to pick up, well, they'll mark him at the 29, a two-yard pickup on first down. We've got a whistle.
Chain broke.
Yep.
That'd never happen. Our chain gang would be much too conscientious.
Yes, they would, wouldn't they? Colton Peters will bring the play in from the sideline. 1 minute left in this first half. Bombers down by 35. Peters, the wide out on the right side. Toss sweep is a little high. It's on the ground, and it looks like the Bombers have covered it. That's Hershberger, and Stockton tossed it to him. And Bob, that's just one of those things where they haven't worked together much.
They haven't worked together. That might have been a little hot.
Yes. For the,
as close together as it was. Just put it in the air and let him run under it, and that was, here, take it.
Five-yard loss, pardon?
If you don't do that a bunch of times,
yep.
If you don't realize how far that running back or how close he is, that'll happen lots of times.
Loss of five back to the 24. 10 seconds left in the half. Bombers not going to snap it. They'll head to the locker room and try to regroup. We have reached halftime. It's Pine Bluff with a 35-0 lead over Mountain Home. We'll break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. See you.